Hi, this is Steve from Thunder Basin Ford, and here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
School district remains committed to in-person learning, and Republican Senator Barrasso speaks out. I'm Chris Brintel with your news. The Campbell County School District remains committed to in-person learning. Despite many K-12 schools and colleges switching to remote learning, Campbell County is committed to its kids receiving quality in-person learning. There are a few more students and faculty members out, more than normal due to COVID and quarantine. But the district has put together a solid plan to deal with those. Now, according to County 17, the number of students quarantined has doubled between mid-October to now. However, that number still remains very low in accordance with the total student population. Some school district officials are mulling over different options. We will keep an eye on this ever-changing story for you in the coming days and weeks.
So I was actually optimistic when Joe Biden on Monday said maybe we could do something that's smaller, more targeted. But Pelosi and Schumer, they said nope, all or nothing, which I think is a terrible mistake.
Wyoming Republican Senator John Barrasso believes there can be a coronavirus stimulus compromise with Biden and the Democrats. He said this on CNBC Wednesday. Barrasso talked how the coronavirus relief stimulus, the COVID vaccine, and shutdowns are all intertwined.
Where do you think there's more room for compromise?
You know, certainly with getting kids safely back to school so they don't fall further behind. More money for vaccine distribution. Like, we have a great story to tell this Thanksgiving of the vaccine that is going to get our economy back to work even sooner. I think we'd be doing even better if states weren't shutting down as some governors are doing right now. So there is area to work together. You know, we need to fund the government. That's coming up. December 11th is the deadline for that. So there's a possibility as we do that funding that we combine it with some targeted relief, but specifically related to the disease, related to people back to work.
Barrasso, one of the top Republican leaders in the Senate, also says discussions on all that will continue today. That is your Basin Radio Network news update. For more, go to BasinsRadio.com.